During a question and answer session after her talk at the chamber, Murkowski fielded the inevitable question. It came from Sitka City Attorney Robin Kochak.
Begich or Sullivan, are you willing to say anything?
Robin, how could she do this?
Begich or Sullivan? That would be Democratic Senator Mark Begich or former Attorney General Dan Sullivan, who's currently locked in a primary race for the Republican nomination to run against Begich this fall. Murkowski said she's staying out of the Republican primary.
And I tell anybody who asks that, I think we have two very qualified candidates.
Those two candidates are Sullivan and Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell. Murkowski called them both close personal friends and said either would be a strong contender in November. But of course, there's a third man in the race, Fairbanks lawyer Joe Miller. Miller beat Murkowski in the Republican primary in 2010, but Murkowski came back to win the general election in a write-in campaign. Asked whether she had considered the prospect of working with Miller in the Senate, Murkowski said,
"Everything that I can tell indicates that he will not be the Republican nominee, so we'll just see where it goes from there."
If she was unwilling to take sides in the primary, there was one thing Murkowski was very clear on. She said she's appalled by the unprecedented influx of outside money coming into the Senate race.
When there is over $30 million spent on the airwaves, in advertising, in Alaska, on these political races, and that's what we're talking about. That's wrong. That is just wrong.
Despite her support for a Treadwell or Sullivan candidacy, Murkowski has some clear differences with the men running for Senate, in part on reproductive rights. All three Republican primary candidates support the Supreme Court's recent Hobby Lobby decision, which allows employers to drop contraceptives from their health plans on religious grounds. Murkowski was one of three Senate Republicans who recently supported a bill that would have reversed the Supreme Court's decision. She said she's no fan of the Affordable Care Act, but worries that the Hobby Lobby ruling would restrict women's access to contraception, a longtime issue for her.
Is it frustrating to hold the position that you do within the party?
I am frustrated that an issue that I thought most of us had resolved decades ago apparently is no longer resolved or is still in question by many. Again, I feel pretty strongly that if you don't like abortion, as I do not like abortion, then one way to reduce the number of abortions is to provide for that affordable, accessible contraceptive coverage.
Meanwhile, on the subject of Congress itself, Murkowski sounded exasperated.
We do little more than seemingly kick the can to the other side of an election. Fact of the matter is, folks, we have elections every 2 years.
One bright spot, she said, is the women of the Senate, who meet regularly to try to build relationships across the partisan divide. The 20 women, 16 Democrats and 4 Republicans, meet every month or so for dinner with just 3 rules, Murkowski said. No notes, no staff, and no leaks. She said that allows for frank conversations on hot-button issues.
And I will bring up the thing that, as a Republican in a state like Alaska, you can't talk about, gun control. I've had some amazing conversations with some of my female colleagues who come from urban areas who can't imagine hunting to feed your family, who can't understand why you would ever feel safe around a gun. And so for me to be able to share my experiences as an Alaskan coming from a hunting family and what it means to me.
Of course, Murkowski said that doesn't mean the women of the Senate end up voting together.
Because we are all very independent in our views. I know you would be surprised to hear that. But I think it really does make the Senate a better place when we can have relationships and better understand what one another brings to the table.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.